At the beginning of that gospel, I almost said, brace yourself. But I didn't know if that was appropriate or not. Today is about faith, and specifically about faith in the resurrection and the life. That's why it's such an appropriate gospel for our elect, who will soon celebrate the sacrament of faith, baptism, at the Easter Vigil. Faith is about what I believe, but it's also about in whom I trust. Jesus says to Martha, "Do you believe this?" Martha says, "Yes, Lord, I believe." But then when he says, "Take the stone away from Lazarus's tomb," Martha tries to stop him. She believed in her head, but she didn't trust him enough to let him actually do something. Faith is about the head, thinking, do you believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? Faith is about the heart, trusting. Do you trust Jesus enough to roll away the stone from your heart? And faith is about the hands, doing. Will you actually commit your life to him, to being faithful? In this gospel of the raising of Lazarus, notice all the different titles that are given to Jesus. They reveal truths of who Jesus is, what he means to us, and how we can respond to him. The narrator in the gospel calls him by the name Jesus, which means God saves, Yeshua. As Christians, we call upon the holy name of Jesus to save us. He's called the Lord 5 times, Master twice, Son of God twice, and the following all once, Rabbi, the Christ, the one coming into the world, the teacher, the one who opened the eyes of the blind man, and the resurrection and the life. Some of these titles are majestic. Some of them are intimate. All of them are revealing. Apart from the name Jesus, the Lord is the most common. It's a divine name. Lord of heaven and earth. St. Paul says that no one can say that Jesus is Lord and mean it in their heart without the grace of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is Lord. How comfortable do you feel to call Jesus Master? Lord is so common, we probably almost say it without thinking. But how about Master? Do you believe he's your Master? Do you trust him enough to let him be your Master? It's not something he forces on anyone. We can choose our own will or God's will. And in doing that, we're choosing whether to let Jesus be our Master or not. Jesus, be the master of our fates. Jesus is the Son of God, which is a beautiful title because it reminds us that God is a Father, almighty, all-powerful, but also provident, protecting, and merciful. Jesus is called Rabbi and Teacher, which is what Rabbi means in Hebrew. Do I make time for Jesus to teach me? Am I open to the lessons he gives? Do I read the Bible to learn his lessons? Jesus is our teacher. Jesus is the Christ, which means he's the one anointed with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Lord and giver of life, as we say in the Creed. He's the source of communion and connection between the Father and the Son, but also between believers. By knowing and trusting Christ, that he is anointed with the Holy Spirit, I can act by drawing closer to Christ, learning to live by the Holy Spirit, just as he did. You and I are connected to one another because of the Holy Spirit dwelling in us through baptism. Whether we know it or not, each of us desires to have the Holy Spirit within us more than anything else in the world. We desire to be in communion with God, in communion with the saints, in communion with other believers. Jesus is the one coming into the world. You know, I think on some level, we're all waiting for that big break. That big break to come into our lives, that perfect gift, that perfect person, that perfect opportunity. The gospel tells us there's only one who fits all those descriptions. The one who comes into our world to make us new. And his name is Jesus. All those other things that we sometimes pin our hopes on, today, pin your hope on Jesus and invite him to be the one who comes into your world. He's also the one who opened the eyes of the man born blind. Do we think that we see perfectly now? Don't we need him to open our eyes too? I would certainly love to see spiritual realities more clearly than I do now. Before we turn to the last title, I actually want to add two more. In speaking to the 12 apostles in the gospel today, Jesus says, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world." The Greek there is more literally about walking, not about walking during the day, but walking in the day. It's kind of a strange expression, if you think about it. On one level, Jesus is talking about the sun as the light of this world. But on a higher level, he's talking about himself as the light of the world. And so Jesus himself is the day in which, better, in whom, we are to walk. And even when he says, "Are there not 12 hours in a day?" doesn't he also mean 12 disciples in him? So let's add two more titles to Jesus from this gospel. He's the day as well as the light. And if we are in Jesus, then we walk in the day. And the eternal divine light will never allow us to stumble and fall. So if you've been making a list, add to your list day with a capital D and light, capital L, light of the world. Lastly, Jesus calls himself the resurrection and the life. Resurrection and life are complete opposites of fear and death. Resurrection and life are what overcome fear and death definitively. Believe this, not just with your head, but with all the longing in your heart, with all the readiness to act on it and to be faithful to it. Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, raised Lazarus from the dead. Believing in him, filled with his Holy Spirit, we can be raised out of fear and out of death, both now and for eternal life. Lazarus was resuscitated to strengthen our faith. The gospel closes with those powerful words of Jesus: "Untie him and let him go." Yes, Lord, free us from all the fear and death that binds us. Faith and hope in the resurrection frees us from fear. Faith in the resurrection is the foundation of being Christian. So here's the homework for the week. Write down all these titles of Jesus. Hang them on the refrigerator. Jesus, Christ, Lord, Master, Rabbi, Teacher, Day, light of the world, one who opened the eyes of the blind, one coming into the world resurrection and life, and take one title a day to ponder on throughout the day. Grow in faith with your head, with your heart, and with your hands.